Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all today on this World Communion Sunday, this day that we share and remember that there are Christians all over the world who celebrate communion, maybe not exactly the way that we do, but in a similar way. You'll notice that our tray has several different kinds of bread to represent different types of bread that is used throughout the world. And we will be sharing the bread here shortly. Also, to help us think about bread and hunger, I have these little devotional pamphlets that are out. You may have picked one up when you picked up your bulletin, and if not, there are more out in the narthex. And it's a week worth of devotional prayers that you can pray on behalf of the hungry. So please pick one up and spend your week along with this. Also, we have our deacon offering, our peace and global witness offering, and there is an informational pamphlet about the peace and global witness. If you'll take a moment to look through that, and it gives you ways that you can give. You can give to this throughout the year, but this is the day that we really emphasize. This is the time of year that we really emphasize the peace and global witness because of World Communion Sunday. You can give through your congregation. You can give by texting peace to the number 20222, or you can go to presbyterianmission.org, and there is a way to give button there. So those are on the back of the pamphlet, and just take a look to see where the peace and global witness offering goes. As far as our bulletin goes, I will be on vacation this week, and I will be out of the pulpit next Sunday, but I will be back after that, and Jack is going to fill in for me. I had another preacher lined up, and she had written down the wrong date, and Jack, bless his heart, stepped in and said that he would do it. I kind of called on him at the last minute, so please support Jack, I will miss you, but I will be laying on the beach. Also, I want to call your attention to the fact that we have a new website. Bill and I and Patricia have spent the summer redesigning, along with some folks at Northern Kentucky University have spent the summer redesigning our website. It's very contemporary looking. I think it's pretty easy to get around once you get used to the changes. And I hope that you'll go and look at it, and feedback is appreciated. Also in the bulletin, you will find that there is an extra page for the communion liturgy. There just wasn't room to put it in the regular bulletin, so it's on a separate page. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear today? Yes, Bill.
I'd like to ask everybody to save the date of October the 18th, Tuesday, and that will be our last fundraiser at EGI Fridays in Crestview Hills. We'll have coupons, I think, next Sunday, and so please plan on coming and supporting class. We get 20% of your check there, so that would be helpful for us. Thank you.
October the 18th at TGI Friday, come out and support CLASP. 20% of your check goes to CLASP. So it's a great time to come together. We always have a good turnout for that, and it's fun, and it helps CLASP as well. Any other announcements? Oh, yes, Kitty gave me an announcement. Thank you. On Sunday, October 16th, right after church, we're going to have a dedication of a brick in memory of Bill Dukes at the Ramage Civil War Museum. It will be near the museum on the end of the path from the church. Kitty has donated a brick, in Bill's memory, and we're going to dedicate it for her, for him. If the weather is not permitting, we'll just do it here. Otherwise, we will do it over at the Ramage Museum. So I hope that everyone can come to that. Ramage, Ramage, potato, patata. Are there any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
On another note,
I don't have a liturgist for October. Anyone who's interested, please let me know. Sign up on the outside, sign up outside by the stairs. Please join me in the call to worship. Sing to the Lord, whose mercy is from everlasting to everlasting.
But how can we sing the Lord's song when so many are without?
Sing to the Lord, whose faithfulness renews us every morning.
But how can we sing the Lord's song when so many are without?
Sing to the Lord, who has not forgotten the melodies of salvation.
Let us remember the joy of the Lord and sing the new song together.
Let us pray. Almighty God, even as the drums of warfare beat on through the night, even as the cries of injustice linger in the morning, even as the hustle of busyness rumbles through the day, quiet our hearts, still our thoughts, join us in our worship. Remember us in your mercy as we try to remember you through the proclamation of your good news, in story and in song, and through the hospitality of your gracious table. Welcome us again, one Lord, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of praise is number 2236, Gather Us In.
Thank you.
Great indeed is the faithfulness of God, and yet our hearts are not so reliable. We wander, we argue, we forget. We divide ourselves with anger and bitterness and falsehood. Let's try to come back together again, and let's start with the truth. Let's confess our sins to God and also to each other. Let us pray. Almighty God, Mother of mercy, Father of grace, you have called us to one table, but we have pursued our own course. You have promised us the abundance of all creation, but in our greed and in our envy, the world goes without. You have promised us the bread of life itself, but in our pride and in our arrogance, the world goes hungry. You have promised us the waters of peace and justice, but in our violence and in our discord, the world goes thirsty. And now we are famished too, Lord. Have mercy on us. Forgive us again. Transform us at this table and for this table, and send us from this table as servants of your righteousness by the power of your Son, our Lord. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, even when our cups run dry, God's grace overflows. Even when our plates are empty, God's generosity overflows. And even when our hearts feel barren, God's love overflows. Friends, you have been called and claimed by the God of all things, and by the abundance of God's grace, and by the power of God's love, your sins have been forgiven. Amen. Please offer the forgiveness of Christ to the person sitting next to you. By offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.